Hello and welcome to the You Up podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
And it's so good to be here with you every single week, every Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific. I don't know. I had to do math.
2 Pacific, 4 Central.
Whatever, wherever you are on a Wednesday, we are here for you. And the response has been unbelievable. So cool. Can I make an announcement before?
This episode airs on August 15th.
August 15th. I am currently in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll be there tonight at the Comedy Works. And then next week, I'm in Nashville on the 22nd and 23rd at Zany's in Nashville, the 22nd and 23rd of August. Come if you're out there, please. But also, that's all I got. And make this your Instagram story.
Oh, yeah. And we'll see you on the 27th on Tuesday.
Monday.
On Monday. Oh, that's a week. That's a little over a week. I'm really bad at this. Okay. We'll see you on the 27th live at the Village Underground by Comedy Cellar. We are very excited for our live show. Again, if you guys have any deal reveals, which is where you send us texts from a guy and we let you know what the fuck is going on, or dating app makeovers where you send us mostly the pictures, just the pictures from your dating
pictures
app.
And your bio. We want to see it all.
Right. And then we will tell you what you're doing wrong.
Yes. And with a full audience, because we're sold out, we're going to have special guests. It's going to be an amazing show. And then we release them as bonus episodes so that when we come to maybe your city, you're going to say, oh, I want to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
So, but also keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. This podcast needs to keep growing for us to keep doing it. That's the reality of this. And
it does.
We consider you telling a friend payment for these hours and hours of fun.
Tell a friend.
Let's do the show.
All right. So.
To double text message or to not double message. What is this double text thing?
I think it's more like the person hasn't like responded to your text.
Sure.
Do you send another one or do you just let it go? Let's read the email and then we'll get into it.
But double texting, the word double texting, I think that
relates to like the old text things where like with iMessage, you could basically text like one thing that you have to say in 5 texts. Mm. I think it's more like the person has responded. Do you text them again?
Yeah, but the double texting seems to be like a thing that like people are like, I double text like crazy. I don't give a shit. And it's like, wait. Okay.
I'm annoying as shit.
I don't care what anyone thinks. I double text. Like, you ever see those memes where it's like, yeah, I double text. I triple text.
I'll text you better, back immediately.
You better answer me. And I need, you know, it's like, okay, relax. This isn't like a big deal.
Right.
I don't know. Let's read the email.
Okay. Hi, guys. Number one fan of You Up podcast here. I wish there was a new episode every day. So sweet. What do you guys think about double messaging on dating apps? I get a lot of matches, admittedly, even some guys who I never would have thought would swipe right on me, but then never really get asked out. The convos tend to die after an initial back and forth. I'm afraid I'm matching with guys who are out of my league. Is it okay to double message to keep the potential alive? Like if they don't answer me, I follow up a few days later with a question / new topic. On the one hand, I think guys are so lazy with apps and may need the extra push to actually keep the convo alive or meet, but I also want to set a high standard for myself. I also have a bad habit of responding to messages without a return question, so maybe it's on me.
Yeah.
She's saying her habit is she responds to messages... She doesn't ask a question in her response.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
Which is a bad habit. I mean, also, right. If you're not asking a question in your response.
Or you're saying something that like elicits like a natural response.
Yes.
Not like, yeah, work was okay.
If you're doing that.
Right.
It's time to fucking look in the mirror.
Right. But if you're like, oh, like this crazy thing happened at work today and you don't necessarily end it with a question, but it like. It gives some person something to work
there's
with.
There's an opening. Yeah, those are two different things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, you know, yeah, things are good. Like, I had a girl I was messaging with on an app, and I would, like, I wrote that, like, what you're saying. I wrote, like, a longer thing that was like, yeah, I had this crazy day, been totally hungover and, you know, feeling kind of, you know, whatever. And then she wrote, that stinks. It's like, okay, well, goodbye.
What are you supposed to do
with
that?
What am I supposed to do with that?
Why even write, right? It's like, why even write that?
You got to give people...
Like, thank you for that insight.
Yeah. You have to give people the tools to come back with something. And if they don't come back with something, there has to be effort. These apps are, you know, you can't just lie there on an app.
Right.
Okay? Effort matters on these things because you're there to date.
Right. It's like going on an interview and you don't have any questions.
Yeah. How much did you care?
Right.
You don't have this job. Do you even know where you're, what you're interviewing
for? Right. You showed up and you're acting like you're doing them a favor just by being there.
That's the thing. You're not doing anyone a favor. You're a loser. I'm a loser. We're all in this fucking loser app and we're here to meet people. And you have to, you can't be above the app.
Right.
And, you know, this girl where she's like, I have a bad habit of not asking questions. Maybe, you know, you might have a bad habit of not caring about who you're speaking to.
Right. Or you, personalizing the conversation.
Yeah. And if that's okay to not care about who you're speaking to, but stop speaking to that person. Don't just speak to anyone because you're there. Don't just like live on the app because this is what you do. Take an interest.
What about this like out of my league thing? Do you think guys will sometimes swipe on girls that like they don't think are that attractive?
Well, it's funny that she writes I'm matching with guys who I'm afraid I'm matching with guys who are out of my league. And then she also writes I have a high standard set for myself. What the fuck is it?
Yeah, it has to be one or the other.
One or the other. You know, so I think whoever you match with, don't ask questions of those that you match with.
Don't ask questions.
You matched.
Right.
They think you're hot. Go with that feeling.
I thought, well, I think you're supposed to ask some questions, right? Like, to get to know the person?
That, yes. But, like, don't ask questions of what makes someone into
you. Right. Why did you swipe right on me?
Yeah, they can unmatch, too.
Right.
So they can swipe right on you, get the match, and go, ugh, and then unmatch. So if they didn't do that, go with that.
Right.
They think you are good looking. Stop, you know, don't, you know, the whole idea of, like, am I matching with people out of my league? No. No, maybe you're not really connecting with the people that you're matching with. That's a different story. Don't blame it on, you know, there's a lot of people on these apps that are like, I'm to this, I'm to that. No, you're not to that for somebody.
Right.
You know, maybe for certain people you are, but like...
If whoever you are, you're going to find someone that's an equal level of whatever it is you are.
Women have this like really nice privilege of blaming... them being too something for not hitting it off with certain guys.
Well, I think if you don't hit it off with enough guys, you start to question your own, like, your game here, which is good in a sense. It gives you a little bit of self-awareness.
Self-awareness,
yeah. Maybe in some cases that you are a little something, but it's more like for the general population, but you're going to find someone who's, like, buying what you're selling.
Yeah, you're going to find someone who's buying what you're selling.
But I think a little self-reflection, if you're getting into a lot of bad situations, isn't necessarily the bad thing.
Not at all. But I do think, like, a lot... Like, we've talked about this a few episodes ago where it was like, am I too intimidating to guys? And it's like, no. No, you're not. I don't know what that means.
I think a lot of women are like, what? Like, they're just like, if they've been single for a while, they get very frustrated and they're like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? I don't see it. Maybe someone else could tell me
people
what it is.
People can't just deal with me. No, but you get a lot of people that are like, I think maybe I'm just too pushy for some guys. Like, well, maybe you're an asshole.
Well, they're looking, right. But you're looking for like an explanation. I get the whole like, imagine you're a guy and you're going on job. You don't have a job. You're unemployed, right? You really want to get a job. Mm-hmm. You go on like 50 interviews and you still don't have a job.
Yes.
And you're just kind of like, okay, I've been on all these interviews. What am I doing wrong here?
That's a smart person. That's a person who's aware.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like a little reflection.
But also what a lot of people do in dating especially is they go, some people just can't, I guess no one can just handle... Right. They're just intimidated by woman.
That's not self-awareness. That's like an ego like defense mechanism.
This is what I'm talking about. So the guy with no job that sits there going, I guess I'm too good for these companies.
Right, or fuck these companies. They don't really understand.
Is an idiot.
Yeah.
And the guy who goes, well, I got to work on something. Let me work on my resume. Let me figure out. That's a smart, self-aware person. Same goes for dating. The guy or girl who goes, I guess I'm just too good looking. Sarcastic. No one gets my sarcasm. Maybe your joke fucking bombed.
Right.
You know, no one gets me. No. We get it.
We understood.
So
have you ever been double messaged a few days later?
And listen, things can happen.
That ever worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do understand. Double messaging, like if you write, like she gives an example. She writes, this is an example of her conversations. She'll write, hey there, what are you up to this weekend? Them, hey, hopefully going to the Met game and then out in the city yourself. Me, nice, I'll be out in the city tonight and then going to the beach for the rest of the weekend. And then she writes, nothing comes of that.
Right.
That to me is a very standard conversation.
That's a fine conversation, yeah.
Fine conversation. if the guy doesn't come back to that,
he's not that interested.
Not that interested.
Right. I've been on apps where I haven't answered, like, where it's been a conversation like this, and I'm the guy, let's say, in this situation, and I don't answer because I'm like, I got distracted or I just wasn't
sure.
That. And the guy will come back maybe right again a few days later and say something else. And like, most of the time I feel like it's a little desperate, but like, just because of, I don't know them, but it's also like, if I got nothing going on, it might work for me.
Well, that's kind of my advice to her.
Right.
Is I do think this conversation is normal, standard. It's also very normal that she didn't get an answer back.
Right. Because no one on dating apps owes each other anything.
No, you don't owe them anything. And also, when you're talking, they're swiping. When you're making a date, they're swiping. There's always a lot of distractions. The problem with these apps is the solution. You get to meet a lot of people, which is great. But also, that person that you're meeting is also still meeting a lot of people.
Right.
So if your conversation is very vanilla, like this one, which is fine. Not to say that
you're
that's
not standing out, you're saying? That's the
just that this is getting going. This is a conversation where it's like, all right, we're turning the wheels, or they're maybe moving. I don't think this is a bad conversation. I don't think it's a, you know.
What's the difference for you in a conversation that turns something into a date versus something? Like, I think that's what a lot of girls are interested in. Like, what's it going to do it for? And I guess every guy is probably different, but let's say for you, like, what's the difference between a conversation? You two girls are both equally attractive. What's making you make the date?
I don't know. It would have to be something unspoken. It's kind of unspoken, but it's also like spoken. It's also like, I think
so simple.
I think hard rights are big on these apps. I think everyone's saying the same thing. And I think if you come out with like, and I'm not saying like, I know I'm known to some of the people that listen to this from my Instagram and I write crazy things. I'm not saying you write something like that, but I'm saying like, take an interest in their photos. They put those photos up for a reason. When you make it specific, we're the tapas generation, okay? Yeah. We like a little bit of everything. We don't want to commit too soon. We also like everything personalized to us. We want to get a lot of things on the menu because I'm very specific and I like this and I like a little of that and I like a little of this. So you have to play to the narcissism of this generation.
Right.
So if you say, if I see you in a picture, let's say with a, you know, by a river, and I make it specific to that river picture.
It's a slightly more memorable than like a, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's your weekend?
Right.
And that means I've put thought in. That means I've looked at your profile.
You took an extra 30 seconds. It's like so funny because it's like you put thought, like you took 30 seconds to generate
just to
a
notice
slightly
one thing.
Specific response. And I think a lot of the issue, and I had to speak personally, when I was on the apps, I always, like you kind of said, like, felt like a little bit of a loser.
Yeah.
I felt like, I don't really want to be here.
Sure.
And so like, I'm not going to try that hard because to try that hard is to say like, I really want to be here in my mind.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of my issue with them was like this, whatever.
If you're going to half try on these apps, get off.
That's
the
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they never worked for me. Mm-hmm. I never really found like anything solid from an app because I never tried that hard.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like, there's no point. Like, and then you delete the app and then you re-download the app. Like if you're going to be on the apps, you got to like put in effort or else there's no point.
Yes.
Even if you have great pictures, even if like, you know, you've been on them for a while, like you could be on them for years and never meet anyone because you're not trying.
Like, I even think a better opening, she writes, hey there, what are you up to this weekend? A better opening is, hey, here's what I'm doing this weekend. Anything fun planned? And you give a full rundown of what you're doing this weekend. That's even a better opening because at least that's like
something to react to.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I love, you know, I'm going to this brunch place.
Also, like, you don't give a shit what he's doing this weekend.
Yeah, you don't give a shit.
Right.
You want to be, Just
get into it.
Don't give a fuck.
Right.
So that,
but it's true. You really have to put in, and I think, again, that's the biggest mistake I think that people make where they just think like, and a part of this is due to that dating app culture of like the guys now have to do literally nothing.
Yes.
Which sucks, but it's also like you are kind of forced, you have to do something.
If you're going to double text, and this is back to the
original question.
The original question, but also like on the subject. You got to zig while everyone else is zagging. Okay?
Right.
So if it ends with nice, I'll be on the city tonight and then going to the beach for the rest of the weekend, then nothing. If you're like, hey, this guy looks like, I'm really attracted to this guy, because at this point you don't know anything else. Hey, I'm out tonight. Are you out in the city? The only second text is the immediate hangout. These dating app meetings have to happen quick.
Right.
And they have to happen casually. So you're casually.
Saying she should ask him out.
Just be like, hey, I'm out tonight. I'm actually at this restaurant. You gotta, maybe if you're in town, come on out.
Right.
And I know someone's rolling their eyes at that and they're going, you made it too easy.
I wouldn't have done
make it casual, make it simple.
I get that. But it's like you're saying, like, it's already so easy for them. Sure. So for me, it's like, why don't I make it even easier?
Well,
like, it's well, just like,
put I get, away I, your pride. That, is, yeah, is no, my
I,
point.
I get that. That's what I'm saying. You have to, like, kind of put in an effort and put yourself out there and, like, make the, and do things that you wouldn't necessarily do if you met a guy at a bar or if you met a guy in person.
But this is advice to guy or girl.
Right.
Like, if I'm sitting there and being like, hey, what's going on? Like, there are people that I look at and I go, that is my type. I love her look. Her bio was cool, and we've had this conversation. What were you up to? What am I up to? Nothing. Right. Hey, I'm out tonight. If you're around, would love to get a drink. I'm in this area.
Right.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that, because what do you have to lose?
Yeah, that's fine. It's not like the person like has like owes you anything or like you've even met.
Yeah, but you only get one.
But okay. if you meet someone in person, you can't ask them out night of.
No. Right. If you're out in person, you're out.
Right. Well, no, I'm saying, like, and then you meet them in person and then you want to ask them out.
What do you mean?
I met a guy in person, let's say, like, at an activity or at a bar or something, and then he's texting me and then he's like, let's hang out tonight, I'd be like, no.
Well, that, I agree, but that also, that meeting is technically the first date.
Which, the first time you
like, if you're out at a bar and right. you start talking to a guy.
You consider that a first date?
I consider that a first meet. I consider that
I don't consider that a first date.
I don't consider it a first date, like, on paper. But I would be like, this is your first opportunity to meet.
Right. I consider the second meeting, the stakes are a little bit higher.
Absolutely.
Than a dating app date.
Absolutely.
Right. But dating app date, like, sure, like, I'll meet you, like, you can ask me to hang out tonight. I don't know you. Like, I'm not, like, looking to be, like, for you to impress me necessarily.
Yeah, the dating app is basically the pre-bar.
Right.
You know, like, but if you're in the bar and you talk with someone, now you're on. This is it. We're judging you based on this.
So you think a first date is a first time you see each other?
I don't think it's a first date, but I think it's more important of a meeting than it is meeting on an app.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, if I met a girl in a bar and we started talking and I'm like, hey, you want to have a drink? Let's have a drink. Now we're having drinks.
Right.
Like, we're at the goal of this girl.
Right.
You know, like, this, that's at that point, oh, maybe I'll see you later this weekend. And maybe you guys go on a date again. But that first interaction is like a heightened version, a better version of what's going on these apps.
Right. I agree with that.
Like, you know, you're not worried about double texting then. You know, you're sitting in the bar. You're like, oh, let's get a little fun. Let's get a little weird.
Yeah. Do you double text? In terms of not on an app, just like if you text someone and they don't answer.
Yeah.
I think we went over this with last week or a couple weeks ago with Justin from Hinge about the amount of time you're allowed to wait.
Yeah,
to double text. It was like 3 hours and 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, the exact stat. I don't really think about these things. I do what I want to do.
Right.
And I mean that in the most
but you don't want to be
appropriate
you don't want to
way
be
possible.
Bug insect emoji.
No,
bugging.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
I
you get one double text.
Listen,
and then,
if the screen is if you're looking at your text and the screen is all blue, you're drowning, baby.
Right.
You are out in the
it's
ocean.
Not a good look.
You are not looking good. It's time to swim to shore and stop texting this
Abandon
person.
Ship.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Should we do our weird sexual encounter of the week?
Absolutely. Hi, Jared and Jordana. Huge fan of the podcast. I've subscribed, rated, and reviewed. Also feathered as a J-Train listener. Thank you. Not sure if you're still looking for weird hookup stories, but figured I would share. Yes, weird sexual encounter of the week. Keep sending those
in. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. I don't remember. My senior year of college, my friends convinced me to go out against my will, but I was not touching alcohol. Flash forward 2 hours and later, and I am blacked out. What is this, me writing in?
It's happened to the best of us.
I don't remember anything from the night, but woke up in my bed alone, so I figured I was fine. I then checked my phone and saw a text from my roommate, which read, can we please talk about last night?
That's the worst text you can get after.
What a horrible roommate. Right? Can we talk about last night? Can you imagine
getting that?
I would throw myself out of a window. Can we talk about last night?
Right, because you're already thinking like the worst.
Yeah.
All right.
I freaked out, ran to class, hiding in the library in an attempt to avoid any awkward conversation about what I potentially may have done. She proceeds to call. Oh my God, can you imagine seeing the phone call?
Oh my God, I would just...
From the person who texted you, can we please...
I would flee the country.
Oh my God, yeah. She proceeds to call, fills me in on the following details. Apparently, I stumbled home drunk with some guy and we hooked up in my living room. My hammered self then proceeded to go to bed alone and lock the door. He came upstairs looking for me and knocked on her door aggressively. He was drunk too.
So he was knocking
on the roommate's door.
He thought it was her.
She thought she was home alone, heard a man in the house, and called the cops. Five cops enter the house, guns drawn, handcuffs this man on my back porch in his boxers. Then he explains the whole story to the cops and gets a free ride home, maybe a perk, all while I'm passed out in my bed clueless.
Oh my God.
And now we're dating. No, JK.
That's great.
She writes, JK, we never spoke again, and now I'm the butt of every party joke. But anyways, would love to hear your commentary on the situation. Thanks for everything you guys do. That is great email. What do you think?
That's I don't know if the sexual experience was weird so much as the context.
Yes, yes.
But I definitely enjoyed that. It makes me miss college a little bit.
Have you ever blacked out real hard?
Oh, I blacked
during a hookup, before a hookup, with a hookup in mind, like in this situation?
In a situation where I like left them, I don't think so. Have you?
No, I've had plenty.
Yeah.
One time, well, this is similar to this story. One time in college, someone gave me a Xanax. That was the first time I'd experienced that.
Oh, yeah. I've learned that.
Ooh. And I got drunk and I woke up in just a hooded sweatshirt. That's it.
No pants?
Winnie the Pooh.
Were you with a girl?
No, alone, hood on, sweatshirt,
penis nothing out.
Penis out, just flailing in the wind. That was it. And I was like,
were you worried that someone would take advantage of you?
I mean, I didn't even think of that.
I was just, you're like, now I'm going to have to go see a therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, recover those memories.
Here? I've had a lot of like weird instances where I've been like going back with someone and been like, I am way more hungry than I am looking to fuck. And then just been like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Then I just like disappeared.
That's really the ultimate sign. It's like, would I rather get like an entire pizza pie?
Sure.
Or meet up with the situation.
Yeah.
And that's a very telling sign.
Oh my God. I mean, saved me millions of times. Millions, literally millions.
The pizza's always the better move because then you wake up less hungover.
Would you ever hook up with this guy or girl again that like not...
Yeah, I mean, it's my fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I think it's hysterical that she slept through the whole thing too.
Yeah.
Like she's just like soundly sleeping in her bed and this guy is like getting cuffed on her porch.
Those police officers in college towns must have so many fucking stories. There was a story at Penn State when I was there that a girl... I'm not sure if I'm... telling the story, retelling it. What the best ever? When I went to Penn State, I would read through the police section of the newspaper.
Okay, the newspaper.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 100 years old. Okay. Still in the dating apps. so we had the collegiate would come out every day, and I used to love. I'd bring it back.
It was right around the sinking of the Titanic.
Right around this time. Me and Rose hanging out, reading the Collegiate at Penn State. Sounds so old now.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time.
I'm like, sorry. Go on. You're very young.
It does sound very
old. You don't look
old,
a day
though.
Over 25.
Not a day. So I would read the police section of the paper. And there was one story of a girl. I think she ran into the police. I think it was someone's going to tweet me and know this story. But basically, it was a football weekends, like the police section was like crazy, and there was this one story where a girl I guess went into the police, was so blacked out she walked into the police station thinking it was her home, and then in the middle of the floor just dropped her pants and took a shit in the middle of the police
station. My God, she was the college girl,
just yeah, at That's a football amazing. weekend. Can you imagine being like going and I remember reading this being like, this is the craziest thing. The cops are like, what are you doing? This, like, the girl who's gonna get arrested no matter what walks into your police station, goes, I'm home, and then she's like, what do I do at home? In the middle of the floor.
Okay, you're going on a date with a girl, you Google her,
and this is her
story comes up. You still go out?
Have we gone on a date?
not yet.
I still
but
go
you have,
out
you have
I gotta
one
find out what the fuck happened.
Are you gonna bring it up?
Yes. I'm going to go, you got to tell me what happened on that police But, I mean, she's got to open with that. She's right. Going to, like, listen, before we go any further.
I know, just in case you Googled me.
Yeah,
just
in case. I got to let you know if we go any further.
Not a deal breaker, though.
No.
Okay.
I give someone, listen, everyone gets a bad drunk.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I've had, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I've
like,
had,
this guy probably, to, like, I, laughs about
I
this. Once, like,
when I was in college and I took a Xanax, I fell asleep at the bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's.
It was Halloween. As far as Xanax, I was dressed like a slutty goes. Leprechaun.
Just this leprechaun sleeping at the bar.
Yeah, that was me.
That drug, though, I'm against. I don't think it, it's. I think bad. It's bad
for
news.
For with alcohol is very bad. I mean, for you. Just don't do it.
Don't
kids.
Don't do it, kids. I can't.
It's very
press
dangerous.
That.
It's, you could
yeah,
like.
I don't like the whole culture yeah. of that. I don't.
It's very bad.
I wrote a thing. I heard about like the QB sneaks was a thing.
What's that?
I wrote a whole thing about how stupid that fucking thing is.
What is that?
People were just sneaking Xanax into people's drinks and then like.
Oh, it's fucked
being
up.
Being like, oh, I got you, and it's like, no, what?
That's yeah. That's not cool.
You piece of shit. You just took it's away like a right of my life.
Right.
I only get you get 4 years of college, and now I got to fucking
you always
lose a night because of
with
you.
That. Yeah, this guy.
I think he still would have gone on the date with her. I think they still would have been cool
with this guy with the cops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would have been like, "All's well, it ends well."
Yeah, I feel like she would have had to text him though and be like, "Sorry about the whole getting arrested thing. What a funny story." Yeah. If I were her, I'd be like, "Well, that's what happens when you hook up with me and don't take me to dinner."
That's it. Can't have me drink on an empty stomach. Take me to Pita Pit.
Do we have a name for this?
A name for that. The Houdini, because she disappeared. Did you have a name?
Something in college, like a nickname?
I have a funny name. I don't know how funny people think it is.
What was it?
Just I'd be like, you think like he got kind of like me too.
All right,
you know
well,
what I mean? Like the cops came for him, put him in handcuffs. They thought right. He was like this like predator.
It was
called the predator.
Assuming this is consensual.
Yeah, I mean this was consensual. She's telling us the story. She seems like has a good sense of humor about it. But the fact that he's in a home.
He got me too.
Knocking on a door and the girl's going, "There's a man in the house."
This day and age, he must have been scared shit.
Oh my God.
Right, like she's gone, and like the cops are there, and he's probably
gone,
he's just wearing his.
That's
boxers.
The name of this one. Gone
I like
girl.
That. That's great. You're so much better at naming these than I am.
Well, it takes me a few offensive ones to get to the right one.
Right. You got to do like the few non-PC things that are going to get us banned from all advertisements.
Well, this is why you shouldn't get mad at jokes.
Love it.
They're just trying to make you laugh. Intent. They're just trying to make you laugh, and sometimes you fuck up along the way to get to the good joke.
No one's trying to be offensive.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed, but let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some emails.
All right.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. You want me to read it or you...
I'll get this one. Dear Jays, love the podcast. You guys bring a balanced approach to the treachery of dating. Keep up the good work. For the better part of a year, I've been back on the apps in an effort to engender good dating karma and with an ulterior aim toward being a decent human being. This go around, I've used my best efforts to date responsibly.
I love this. I love that when people read down the app, it's like they're going on a new diet.
Right.
I'm not going to call.
I'm not cheating this time.
I'm going to go on all the dates. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to eat no carbs. You know?
Right. Well, her equivalent of that is I keep the dates I make, no lame excuses when I don't feel a connection, and no ghosting. I always meet my standards, but in general, I'm seeking to fail fast and be direct about it.
So she wants to just get out of bad situations is really what she's saying.
Right. And I think,
which I respect. Right. I like that.
Well, this sounds like she's putting in effort. She has a plan. She's not just like doing it like haphazardly.
Get it, girl.
That's great. Recently, at the end of a third date that seemed to go well up until that point, I got the sense that dude wasn't really into me. Mm-hmm. I gave it a beat, but the next day I texted him that I'd enjoyed our time, but I felt a shift in our progression and that neither of us should feel bad about going our separate ways. He responded by acting confused and deflecting my comments about how things were going. He asked me how I felt about him and what I wanted to do. Still wary and a bit dissatisfied by the fact that he hadn't really addressed my concern, I told him that I enjoy his company and would like to see him again, which was true, provided he was still into it. Cue a decline in the volume of text, 1 week without any plans for another date, various complaints about his health, the scheduling of date four at his eventual request, and a day of cancellation of that date due to him having a migraine. I gave him a perfunctory, feel better, but the writing was on the wall. I'm not surprised that my initial text had a chilling effect. When I sent it, I figured we'd start the this isn't a good fit dialogue. Instead, I won a week of stilted texting about how damn hot it is and his various ailments. Now I'm 24 hours into the terminal stages of a slow fade and find myself confused as to why he didn't just take me up on my assessment that this was kaput 2 weeks ago. I would much prefer an adult parting of ways than being complicit in a drawn out mutual ghosting. Am I just missing the mark on what two lonely strangers can reasonably expect of each other when shock this didn't work out? Any input is much appreciated. This girl is like a pretty good writer.
She's a good writer.
Yeah.
It's interesting because she hits on a note that is like, you know when you feel something, but you're like, I don't know what the sensation is. I don't know how to explain the sensation.
Right.
This email hits this note for me. It's like I know what she's talking about.
She's like irritated, but not like devastated. And she's just kind of like, but this also was annoying.
Yeah, this is annoying. Also to review, she went out with the guy. She was like, don't really feel it. Feel like he's drifted away.
Right.
I'm going to end it. He was like, no. I think you're great. I want to see what happens. Then he kind of goes.
Right.
And then like, never makes a date. Why didn't you just let that happen?
Right.
And I've been both of these parties. I've been the guy that's like, no. I think this is cool.
You've been this guy.
I've been this guy.
And you've been this girl.
I've been this girl where I'm like, hey, I don't really see where this is going. I'm out. And then they go, no. I think that we could actually make it work. And then I keep texting them forever. And then all of a sudden we haven't done anything that we wouldn't have done. So I kind of get it. But I also like not sure how to explain it. I know that for her.
Well, you said guys don't like to believe that anyone could break up with them. Right. Or something like that. Like they don't like the. Does this tie into that or not really?
Not really. I think this is more guys will think they can like save a being dumped. Like they won't just give up on that. I don't think this
right.
is
well,
that.
Right. Well, that's what when I read it originally, that's what I thought you would say, that he was just kind of like, I'm not going to like let myself be. I'm not going to take the blame for like.
I think now in this day and age, we don't want to release anyone from giving us attention.
Right.
So if he has no one else. And he's not ready to stop getting texts from anybody.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's her specific. I think this guy is being selfish and he's like, he's got no one else literally no one else that even has a it's prospect. Not working, it's not working, but he has no other prospects.
Right.
And he knows that, well, but we're doing it. And he also hasn't been blown yet. So,
and that's why he's still
in the game.
So
he's like, let me keep hold on to her as long as I can. Maybe we'll hook up. But at least I didn't just like throw away an opportunity at a hookup.
Okay.
I think right. I,
well, that's,
but not
no,
just
that's
a
really
hookup.
Annoying for her because she's kind of just like, I don't really want to be doing this. I'm like, and she's thinking about it on her own end. Like, mm-hmm. This feels weird to me. This isn't feeling like great. Like, this is going anywhere. I just want to like,
but that was her biggest mistake.
It, right. Why?
Her biggest mistake is you either cut it or you don't. Okay.
Well, I think she wanted to cut it. And then she was like, this guy kind of almost like convinced her to not cut it.
But even the way she writes it, here's how she wrote it. And it didn't go well. I got the sense that dude wasn't that into me. I gave it a beep, but the next day I texted him that I had enjoyed our time, but that I felt a shift in our progression that neither of us should feel bad about going our separate ways. Okay.
Okay.
That is very much not, I'm not into this.
Well, that was kind of like, I'm feeling a disconnect here.
But this is the thing. Nobody wants to be the dickhead. Nobody wants to be the asshole. Nobody wants to say, yeah, I don't really like you either. Like, I think his response could have been, she put it in his terms.
Right.
She said, I felt a shift in
right.
you.
She should have been like, I just
I don't
not
feel
really.
It.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
She should have been like, there's something a little off for me. I just don't feel like we're like really connecting. And so like, I don't.
You shouldn't date someone based on right. them being into you.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think she's kind of like,
she offered him the in. I think she offered him the in to say, no, I am
right.
into you.
Right. Well, that was, what she did say, but he could have just said, yeah, you're right. I think there's something kind of missing here.
Yeah, but exactly. I mean, but he could have, but, you know, just know that you got the actions. Actions speak louder than words. The actions told you that it wasn't
right.
great.
But he did
his
have
words
his, he
were
had
different.
His, he had his opening to be like, to
yeah,
tell
but
the
guys
truth.
Don't just throw away blowjobs. We just don't.
But that's right. That's a bad guy, though. Because the girl is like, because she's clearly putting her cards on the table and she's being very explicit and she's being direct, which is what you're supposed to do when you want to be clear about something and not make assumptions. She's doing that. And he's kind of like,
but
he's like fucking with her head a little bit.
But when you do this, he is, yes. But when you put it in these terms, the way she put it, it's basically her saying, you know what? If you're up for it, we'll go to the next level in this thing.
Well, maybe that's kind of how she felt. Like, she was kind of into him. She kind of felt him, like, pulling away. And so she was kind of like, I'd rather just know what's going on here than be, like, putting in. She's coming from.
I get where she's coming from, but feeling like someone's pulling away and then going, well, I'm going to end it. That means you don't like this person.
No, I think that means, like, I don't want to date someone who's not that into me. I think that's totally fair. Like, I'm into this person. He's not really like, doesn't seem to be that into me.
But if you're getting the feeling that someone's not that into you, don't you just, aren't you like, fuck it? like.
Well, that's kind of what she was, I'm saying, like, that's kind of what she said. Fuck it. Like, I'll just text him and be like, I don't really, I've had a good time. It doesn't feel like you're like that into me.
But she put it in terms of fuck it. But if you like me.
Doesn't sound like she did. It sounds like he came back with that. And then she was like, okay, well, if I'm reading this wrong, for her, she's probably like, this is how I'm reading this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to like address this with this guy because something feels off. I'm having a good time, but he seems to like not be as into it as he once mm-hmm. was. So she's saying, she's telling him how she feels and giving him that opportunity to be like, oh, bullshit excuse, whatever. I don't, mm-hmm. sorry. Like, I don't think I'm ready to date right now, whatever. But she's into it. So if he's turning around now and saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's the worst kind of guy. Cause then you feel crazy. You're like, mm-hmm. oh, I guess I just must have read the situation wrong. I must have overanalyzed some of your like actions or texts or time you spent texting me back.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, she's like, she's kind of just asking what's going on. And he's not being a man and just saying what's going on. Instead, he's kind of trying to like make her think that she was reading things wrong when she wasn't.
Yeah. His response, I mean, from like all the, what happened after the fact, you're right,
right
in the sense that you're right where he's basically like, then he goes, no, I like you. I'm into this. And then doesn't even make a plan.
Right.
And it's like,
if a guy said that to me, he's like, I'm not feeling like you're not that into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't that into it. I'd be like, I'd either tell the truth that I wasn't that into it, or I'd be like, hey, like, I actually did have a really good time. I'm just like in a weird place right now.
Guys love this like third date area of relationships, like where it's like we're not like signed up.
We don't owe you anything.
We don't owe you anything. We could hook up. It can be just very casual, and women hate that spot the most.
Well, we don't want you to feel like you owe us something. We want you to feel like you like are like want to be with us.
Yeah. Well, to the other side of that, you want that maybe earlier than people are ready to give that.
That's fair.
And so for this girl where she was like, something's off, I think saying like, I think the ultimatum of something's off, I'm out if you're not at in.
Right.
Is a tough hill for anyone to get over.
Well, he's not in.
I know he's not in, but I'm saying like,
it just sounds like someone who didn't want to deal with the confrontation of having to say, agree with her. And like, again, like you said, wanted the attention. This guy seems like a little bit of a wimp. He could have just said like exactly what he was thinking.
I mean, the fact that they didn't go out again is like, it's a little bizarre. I don't know. I just think like, you know, if she's at the end of the third date going, something's off. Then I don't think anyone really likes anyone that they say, I'm either out or if you're in, I'm in. Does that make sense?
I don't agree necessarily because I think it's kind of like it's kind of like I like you. I'm having a great time, but if I don't feel like but it seems like I might be more into this than you are. So I'd kind of just like to like do a little like check on the relationship.
But that's not what she said. That's not what she said. What she said is. But I felt a shift in our progression and that neither of us should feel bad about going our separate ways. Like, that's not, hey, I'm enjoying this. I want to make sure you're right. On the same page.
That's
a different type of text. Like, hers is more, something's off.
We're both not into this.
We're not into this.
Well, that was her issue. She should have just said, like, I'm having a good time. It seems like you might not be as into it as
That to me is a totally different text than.
And you think that's a better text?
I think that's a better text. I think that's a better text that actually is honest and vulnerable.
Right.
She's shifted vulnerability away by saying.
Because she's not really out.
Unless you're in. And then he talked his way in, which he's a bullshit artist too. Yeah,
there's like a scene in Bridesmaids where she's like, I don't even want a boyfriend unless like you're like you want that, in which case, like I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like who wants to date that? You know, like, I feel so special.
She's trying
now.
To play the confident, we're both not into this, I'm not being hurt, but also like
it's the least confident move.
Right. But it's also like, if you're down, I guess I could be down too.
Yeah. And I get that. I've had that happen to me a lot where girls are like, well, if you're not into it, I'm not into it either. And we can just end it right now. And I go, well, hold on. We've been on two dates. Like, I don't know what this is. And it's like, you know, now I'm in the position of being that guy where I'm like, hold on, I don't know what this is. And then I have to really think of what this is. And I go, I'm not really into that much.
Well,
you know?
that's good though. I think that's great because it's like, that's what we want. We don't want you to be like as small of a window of time as we can get that. I don't really know what this is. That's the most frustrating time for us.
Yeah.
So it's much more of a relief of anxiety or any of that stuff for him to force him to make that decision sooner than to give him 4 months to think about it.
Let me take you
and
inside.
And then he has to evaluate it once you're like, so what are we?
Yeah. Let me take you inside of this guy's head for 2 seconds. Okay.
We're going on a roller coaster.
Oh, this is a roller coaster, but this just hit my mind and it's a chance for me to plug something else. Okay. I'm always plugging.
Always plugging.
The Prince of Plugs. So I am on this Snapchat show.
Right.
How low will you go?
It was really funny.
Thank you. Every
Great
Saturday.
Concept.
It comes out every Saturday. Okay. And the concept is person on my right, person on my left. We give them a crazy stunt and I will offer them money to do the crazy stunt. But only one of them gets the money. So they have to we reverse auction it. Does this all make sense?
So how low you'll go.
So I'll give you $200 to shave off an eyebrow.
Right.
That's one of the
deals. And I'd say, I'll do it for $100.
And then you'll go, I'll do it for $100. And I'll look to the left and the guy will go, I'll do it for $50. What we noticed happened is you would get down to like $1. And you'd be like, and people would always say like, why would they do?
Right.
Why would they keep going at a dollar? Right. No one. And what you notice is that like there's a little bit of winning. People are like, no, I'm in this. I don't, you know, at this point, I just want to win. Right. I just want to.
It's
kind of
like
person.
Winning the regular auction. Like, oh, you just paid $2 million for like a picture.
This is exactly the point.
I don't know why I want it, but I want it.
But I want it.
Right.
That's the same thing as this guy. You want to know why did he say, if he didn't want to be in it, why? Because you put him in the position of like, do you want a woman? And it's like, well, of course, I don't know what I want, but I want it.
That's a little selfish.
It's very
selfish.
It's
not taking the other person's feelings into consideration. When that person is clearly just trying to get an answer.
Totally. And it's very selfish, but this is to explain. I'm explaining what's going on here because I've been in that situation where the girl is going, because I'm now thinking of like people who have texted me where they're like, they do that right away. I'm out if you're not in. And I go, no, well, no, let's see what this is and let's see what it is. Right. And then I get done with that period of texting. And then a minute later, I go, what did I get myself into? You know what I mean?
Right. Because what we're trying to do is get you to decide earlier because we can save 2 months of anxious dissecting of everything you're doing and saying. If you could just tell us now.
Then you've given away all the sexiness of this relationship, of where this could go, of the fun part of dating. You've skipped over the whole, like, you know, intrigue.
Yeah, there's obviously the correct time to do that where you give it a little while. But, like, the sooner we can get you to do that, the less anxiety we have.
I get it. But
kind of like with the sex, the sooner you can get us to do it, the less anxiety you have about that.
Fair. But, you know, there's sexiness to non-sex.
Right. But I think you once told a story about a girl that you were like, that you met up with a bunch of times and she wasn't sleeping with you and you just didn't get it.
Yeah.
It's causing you some anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of like that in the reverse, where when you said to her, what's the deal here? If she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm totally into this. And then she just continued to not sleep with you.
Yeah,
you'd you'd be like, I'd rather you decide sooner that you don't want to sleep with me. And I know that so I can like leave and find someone who does want to sleep with me.
Yeah, that is the exact opposite situation that I was in.
Right. So for this girl, she's like, I'd rather you just know that you are not that into me or never really want to, or never planning on really dating me so I can go find someone who does want to date me.
Yeah. And then it comes back to that whole winning thing. Like, it comes back to like, no, I don't know if I don't, you know, I don't know. But I want to see, I want to hold on to you like a Pokemon. You know, I got to catch them all.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's do some more emails.
Okay.
Hi, Jared. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. Hi, Jared and Jordana. Thank you for blessing us with this amazing podcast. So here's my red flag or deal breaker. He's literally perfect for me in every way, but doesn't want kids. I've been dating this guy for 8 months now, and he recently mentioned that he doesn't want, think he wants to have kids one day. I don't want an army of kids by any means, but I always picture myself to be a mom eventually. This is something that's very important to me, but I also know guys don't think about kids as early as women do. What do you guys think? Is it too early to be worried that he doesn't want children? Is this something he may change his mind on? Should you break up with someone because they don't want kids so you don't waste any more time? Also, how long does a guy have to date someone before they decide if they can picture themselves having kids with that person? Sorry for blasting you with tons of questions, but I'd really appreciate your insight. Very confused. What do you think?
I think she should end it.
Yeah.
She knows early on, the longer she's with someone who has a fundamental difference in what they're looking for in terms of like a relationship and like their core values, which is children, I think is like kind of plays into that.
Yeah.
The more invested you get in something that's not working.
I mean, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Unless she's just looking to have a good time and doesn't see this going anywhere anyway.
Doesn't seem like that's the case.
Right.
It seems like she is into this guy and found this very big wart and wants to know how to cure it. And I will tell the one thing for guys, stop assuming we have no emotional intelligence.
You know what you're doing.
We know what
you
the fuck
like
we're doing.
You just like the fact that we think you don't.
Yes.
Okay.
What is that? We like that you don't think we have any emotional intelligence a lot of the time, but reading this, I'm like, every guy's thought of whether he wants kids or not. Like, that's not, like, we're not inhuman. Like,
right.
We do think of, if we're dating someone 8 months, we have thought of you as a mother figure, wife figure. I will say this. A lot of guys say things like this to get out.
They want you to break up with them?
Yes. To get out of the
before.
Relationship.
Right. I've heard that. I've heard.
I know someone specifically who did this.
I heard a story of a guy who was engaged to a girl.
Yep.
Was kind of panicking about it. And then he said he didn't want kids into their engagement so that she would like end it with him.
Yeah.
He was a friend of a friend, and he told my friend that he had done that
to get out of it.
Because he does want kids. He just doesn't want kids with her.
Yeah. He left out two main words. Yeah.
Although it is possible to not want children. I don't think that's like impossible.
It's very possible. You're not weird for not wanting children. You're not wrong. I'm just saying, when a guy says this to a girl, he has enough emotional intelligence to know that she wants kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know pretty early on, especially with women, when you date them, what their feelings are on kids. And it's not in a weird way. Like, it's not like they're like,
what gives
I need
you, what is the
you
tip
know,
off?
You just know the way they act with children, the way they react to pictures on the internet, the way they see when they see one on the street. Like,
right.
You just get like a tip off of like who's like excited to be a mom one day and who's really not looking forward to that part of their life or doesn't want that in their life at all.
Right. I think you can fall into the category of wanting someday, but not like immediately.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know, you just get an inkling of like,
right.
I'm saying
the
like
fervor.
You just understand it. Like, you know, and women are so afraid of like scaring guys off by looking too serious too soon. But like no guy's scared off by that. We're like, we generally understand like women at some point want to have a kid and
right.
we do too. I think that's, it goes both ways.
Right.
But so for him to say this, he has 8 months in, he has to know that this is something that means something to you.
Right.
That's one thing. The other thing is his mind won't be changed. To say something like this, this is like throwing a grenade. Saying I don't want kids. It's such a big, that's not saying right. I don't like fucking spaghetti. You know, it's
yeah.
you're saying this is a major life
alter
thing.
The course of your entire life if
yes.
you stay with me, but like I'm here.
Yeah, this is it.
I'm warm.
This is what I do.
You want it.
If you want it, I you know.
Right.
People don't just say these things without thinking
knowing
there's
exactly
no repercussions
what it means,
for
right.
that. Yeah. So like just know that when he said this, he meant it for you.
Right.
And to change this relationship.
But maybe he, okay, maybe on the other hand, he actually just doesn't really want kids, right? Let's say he likes her a lot. He's really into her. He really just doesn't want children.
So she should end it.
Right. She should end it. Because and not expect that he'll change, or just date him again and not expect that he'll change. And
either if maybe or
that's
stay with it.
Maybe that's something you're like amenable to, but it doesn't sound like she is.
This is not. You're 8 months in.
It's not that. It's not too early.
Not too early. Also, this is as not weird, and I'm just to like level with her, as it is for me 8 months in with a girl to go, I don't see us getting married.
Right.
And being the reason we break up.
That seems like a more common thing than the kids thing.
Sure, but I'm saying...
The kids thing is actually a better way to do that because it's like not personal.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Because no guy is adding on the with you.
Yeah.
The with you part.
This is a way less personal way to break up.
Or myself, if I was dating a guy 8 months and wanted to break up with him, it seemed like a great idea. Like,
yeah, but what
I don't
if,
want,
what
I love you, goes, everything's so great. I just don't want kids.
And then I was like, you know what? Me neither. Now you're fucking stuck. Now you're going to be like, and it's also you.
I don't want TVs in the house either.
Oh, no, I'm out. No, we can't be together.
I have to just keep going with like crazy, outrageous shit that I like rules.
That's why this lie doesn't help anyone. If you're just like, yeah, I just don't want kids. Well, I can
and
do
only
that.
Non-brand name toilet paper that's thin.
No!
And if you can't handle that, you can't handle me.
I think like for this girl, like I've looked at girls and like...
Have you ever told someone something to make them break up with you?
Absolutely.
What's the craziest thing you've ever told someone? That wasn't necessarily even true.
Well... I have a story.
Let's hear it.
This is kind of this is not to break up, but one time, can I tell this story?
I think you could. We'll just keep it
all
anonymous.
A long time ago, this girl and I hooked up, and I was like, and she had to go back to Boston.
Okay.
And I was like, the next day we hooked up, whatever. And I woke up, I was like, I gotta get this person out of my house. I don't want to be here the whole weekend with them. And I was like,
is that the girl you took on vacation?
No.
Took her on vacation to Boston in the snow.
No, different girl. So I go, listen, I made up a fake phone call. I text my buddy. I was like, call me in 2 minutes.
Oh, so wow. I thought they only did that in the movies.
So he called me. My phone goes up and I put it at the front of my ear. I go, hello? Nobody can do this? He's on the other line going, what's happening? What's wrong? Are you okay? I'm going, nobody? Come on. You got to find out if someone else can come in. And I go, okay, well, let me know. And I hang up and I go, listen, I got to go to work.
That is
some
deception.
They just called me in. And she was like, well, do you think anyone else can do it? And I was like, I'm waiting for them to call me back. And I knew this dude would call me back. He calls me back in like 2 seconds. He goes, I pick up the phone. I go, nobody. My friend on the other line is going, what is happening?
There's those acting chops.
And I go, okay, I'll be in. And I hang up. And then she goes, what are you going to do? I go, I got to go. And she was like, I could take your key. And I was like, I don't know if I'll be back in time. And she was like, you know what? I can just get on a bus and I'll just go back. And I go, it's probably the best idea.
What?
And
you let her take the bus?
She was taking the bus anyways. It's just an earlier bus.
Right. Okay.
So then I go in the bathroom and I was like, fuck, I got to like look like I go to work. So I put on my full suit.
That's not nice.
See, I told you I shouldn't have told this story. And then I came out and I was like, okay, time for
work.
She
never found out though.
Maybe we should cut this out of the podcast.
No, I think it's fine.
Never found out.
Right. Well, if she never found out, I guess it doesn't matter. But, I mean, it's only in the moment.
It's ruining my telling of the story to see how disappointed you are in the story.
Why don't you just say, I guess you can't really, when they're in your house, be
in
like,
the house.
You got to get out of here.
I got a Saturday I want to do.
Yeah, I guess that's
this
somewhat
like
fair.
Now, like... 10 years ago.
The older you would never do this.
Never.
Sure. You would never do that again.
I would never do that again.
Right?
Right.
This is like when I'm with my boyfriend and I'm like trying to get him to say something sweet. So I like push him toward the conversation.
Yeah. No, I would never do it
again. I'm basically having the conversation with myself.
Yes.
I'm like, and you're so excited to see me.
Yes.
And you missed me so much.
Yes, and I would never do this.
It's like
again.
One of those like poking those bears that you push,
and you're looking
and then
for
they
the
say, like I love you.
Yeah. You're pushing it.
You look so beautiful.
Yeah, you're just creating right. A bear.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm talking to myself. It's great.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people. Or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge?
Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's play some games. Red flag deal breaker. Doesn't own a TV or watch TV.
Deal breaker. TV is a big part of my life.
Huge part of my life. I don't know.
What's the worst, the kids or the TV?
The TV. No TVs? Are you kidding me?
I can live without children, without Game of Thrones.
No, there's no way. Without Lanigan? Or Nat, yeah. I don't even know what the
What would I do at night? You don't have any books, we know that.
No so. Books. So I would just stare at a wall. What would I do? I also, people who don't own TVs,
they suck. They're all like judgmental about the TVs.
They suck, and they all happen to have someone else's Hulu password, so they can watch. Oh, they don't watch TV. Yeah. They watch fucking TV.
Right.
You're not better than me. You stink, non-TV people.
TV is life. We're both out.
Unless you've posted all this on your Instagram stories, then we're okay with you. But yeah, I'm out on that. You gotta listen to their whole fucking life. On a first date, they sit on the same side of the booth as you. It's not a corner table, and there's no one else in your party.
So I'm assuming you get there first.
Okay.
You're sitting in like a booth,
mm-hmm.
and they just come in and sit right next to you. They get their second.
Red flag. But I'm also someone who would say something.
What would you say?
I'd be like, hey, good to see you. Get the fuck on the other side.
No, you wouldn't. I don't believe you would say that.
Yeah.
You'd say, get the fuck on
what
the other side.
What are you doing? What are you doing here? My neck hurts. I'm going to keep turning.
Wait, we're not there yet.
Yeah, I don't want to. What are we going
to
do? This
I don't know. I feel like I'd feel too weird to say something.
Get on the other side.
I think I'd be like, I got to go to the bathroom, and then I'd come back and sit on the other side. I would excuse myself, come back and go.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
A little bit of a fear of confrontation. I think I would. I don't think I could be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I'd be like, listen, I don't have a shake with two straws. Get on the fucking other side of the table.
It would seem a little predatory to me. I'd be like,
yeah, for a guy to do it, it would feel right. hovery. Like when a girl right, does it, like it feels like she would just be sliding in, and I'd be like, oh, this person just has no.
Maybe if I had already like met him before and we like had made out, it wouldn't be that weird. But first time I've never met him before, sits on the same table, that's bizarre. I probably wouldn't leave though. I'd probably just get up and maneuver the situation.
It's a red flag for me.
Okay. Zero close friends, but close with their family.
This is a deal breaker.
You're out.
You got to have friends.
Right.
Because that family is going to die
someday.
My mom
is my best friend.
No. She's dying. And then I'm the only one left.
Right. Then you're the only friend left.
Also, what has happened in your life to this point
where you couldn't maintain
one friendship? Yeah. I dated someone that had that issue.
What if it was one friend?
I need a friend of greater than 10 years in your life.
One friend.
At least one plus 10-year friend. I want to say to this girl, all brand new. Fresh 3-month friends. Best friends. What? Yeah. Where did everyone go?
On The Bachelor?
Yeah, that's what happens. No quicker way to make a best friend than going on The Bachelor.
Right.
But where do all these new friends come? Where are the old friends? How come they ditched?
Right. What is wrong with you? How long does it take to unfriend you?
What are you, fucking milk?
Right.
You expire? it's very weird.
There's something weird about someone with no like close friends.
I need a plus 10-year friend. Right.
The friendship has to be deep and meaningful, meaning it has to have lasted several years.
Well, because if you have long-standing friendships, that means you have had good times and bad times.
Right. You need a friend from college or something.
Yes, and that means you've gotten through the bad times and talked things out and given up.
You know how
things.
To maintain.
You know how to maintain
right.
a relationship. And how would you maintain a relationship with me if I come in and there's like, where's this crew? Right. Where's the crew? Also, you have nothing else to do. What are you doing? Are you red flag deal breaker?
I think deal breaker. It's a little scary for someone to have no. Although, like, I don't know. I feel like there's some people who are like, oh, like my sister and I, a girl, or my sister and I are best friends, or my brother, my guy, my brother, right? Yeah.
They have to.
They can't get away.
You can't get away from you. Everyone else that could get away got away.
They got the holidays. They got it. I agree. It's weird.
All right. That's our episode.
That's our show. It's been real. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Email us at uup@betches.com. That's uup@betches.com.
Also, Instagram story. Screenshot.
Do it. You guys are amazing.
Tell a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening.
We'll post them.
We will post them.
Betches.